Yes, indeed. We are back with you tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio down here in Houston, Texas. And we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios. Before we get underway, remember, we want to connect with you at Twitter at eRadioSports and always email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. It is time to go under the helmet with our weekly NFL, our college football analyst and contributor, three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, and of course was one of the best ever to have played and been a part of Tom Osborne's system. And that is one of our favorites, the double nickel, Jason Peter, who I am sure has been a very good boy this year. And Santa is going to bring him, a new Range Rover?
Oh, that would be nice. I don't know if we're going to do gifts, maybe dig that deep into the pockets, but maybe the wife or Santa can find something for me.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, for all those Cornhusker fans, I think Christmas came a little bit early as you guys got a new head coach in Mike Riley, 61 years old, and just kind of give us, Jason, because we didn't get into this last week. I mean, what's been the reaction and the pulse of from the Cornhusker Nation? Because honestly, I mean, and you and I talked about this, nobody saw this hire coming.
Yeah, it's been mixed, and it still is kind of mixed. I think, you know, you have people that obviously thought Bo Pelini should still be the coach. They were happy with winning, you know, the nine games. You know, and it all sounded good, I think, for, you know, when you look at it at the surface. But when you looked at some of the losses, not really even the wins, the losses were bad, and they were usually the games that you kind of needed to have the most. And but, you know, some people remember the days of Bill Callahan. And, you know, I remember them too. And everybody was saying, gosh, we just want a team that, you know, will play hard and you know, and have a winning season and play in bowl games. And we got kind of all those things with Bo Pelini. And you know, the list, you could go down and check all the boxes for the most part, except at the end of the day, Nebraska football has never been about just winning games, at least the way that I know it. It's always been about winning championships. And I think if you start getting comfortable with, you know, just winning nine games and not really competing for championships, I think then ultimately the university or the school, whichever you're at or you're a fan of, that just then becomes the norm. You know, it just becomes the norm that and acceptable that, you know, as well, as long as we have nine wins this year, you know, we're happy. You know, the championships and the domination, that becomes a thing of the past. And then, you know, you almost talk about it like it was the days of black and white TV, and your fan base then, you know, doesn't even remember those times. And that's a dangerous kind of area to be hovering around. So, you know, I think they had to make a change, and I think a lot of people understand that and are supportive, but you still have people that, you know, I think feel that Bo deserved at least another year. And you know, it seems like we've had this conversation for the last 3 years about whether or not Bo Pelini deserves another year. But, you know, Tom Osborne had come out and he had said, without really supporting Mike Riley, and it's not that he wasn't not supporting him, but he just kind of directed his comments at the fan base saying, you know, everybody needs to kind of be supportive of the coach and, you know, at least give him a shot you know, whether or not this thing is going to be a success or not.
Jason Peter with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And I think one of the things when you evaluate the University of Nebraska just and the fan base, the relationship with the head coach, it is so critical. And from what I've seen just watching the press conference with Mike Riley, I like him. I mean, he comes across as a really nice guy, and he's got to kind of repair some of that relationship with the fans and with that head coaching position, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I think whether you're talking about the NFL or college, whenever there's a new coach and the previous coach has left, not necessarily for retirement, but more for not meeting expectations, usually the next guy in is kind of the opposite of what that guy was. Whether, you go, you have an offensive coach that gets fired, usually they'll go defense and vice versa. And if you have a hot-blooded coach, kind of like Bo Pelini was, well, then you're going to go with more of the mild-mannered guy who, maybe just from an outsider's view is someone who's, very calculating and doesn't react to things maybe as emotionally as Bo Pelini does. And I think that's what you got with Mike Riley. People have been trying to connect dots ever since this hire was announced, and I don't know if there'll ever be a clear picture. Sean Eichhorst is the only one, the athletic director, who kind of knows how everything exactly went down. But they kind of talk about how he has Tom Osborne-like qualities, and
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's kind of what they've been trying to sell the university to the fan base. Although Tom Osborne was never consulted on the hire, I think that's probably why maybe you got or have gotten some of the not comments, but I just think what Tom Osborne has given in interviews since the hiring, is pretty much just, I don't know him, Mike Riley personally. I've seen him coach from afar, and he seems to be a good human being. He's going to kind of hold out judgment as well as to whether or not he's going to be successful, and he's going to, lead Nebraska back to the promised land. He's kind of taken an approach, I think, that a lot of the fans have taken.
Well, and I understand, too, he's got a very solid reputation with high school coaches, but don't be fooled by what the warm fuzzies, the gentle demeanor, because I bet he is a very competitive guy.
Yeah, and you've seen that over the years with his Oregon State teams that, when you look at that Pac-12, I mean, clearly they're not at the top of the pecking order, with recruits and... But on numerous occasions, he's taken Oregon State teams that, probably greatly overachieved. And, they beat, number one or number two ranked USC and similar games like that. And those are the big games that Nebraska has kind of been lacking under Bo Pelini. We were never able to go somewhere on the road or be it at home and beat a number one or a top five ranked opponent. We just could never do it in the 7 years that Bo was here. So I'm sure that played a role in Sean Eichhorst's decision.
Hey, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And so as an alum, as I said in the open, one of the greatest players to have ever been a part of this program, what advice would you give Mike Riley?
Well, I think, some of the things that he did up at Oregon State obviously would be great to have here, but I also think some of them will fly. He had practices open to the public, all the time.
He did that at Oregon State, though, I understand,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is sweet.
And he said, basically I knew everybody that had, would come and watch. It was usually, three or four retired high school coaches that he knew or, some guys that lived down the street.
Right.
In Nebraska, you'd have, 60,000 people there every day watching practice. And that's a great thing on one hand. But on the other hand, you're not going to be able to do some of those things. But like you said, the relationship between the head coach and the fan base is crucial in this state, and he's got to find that balance as to how much he can kind of give to the fans and what he has to kind of shut off, because obviously there's a lot that goes into game weeks and game planning and stuff like that, and you just don't ever want to let any tricks, you know, out into the open before you've had a chance to kind of execute them on Saturday.
Jason, we certainly look forward to talking to you at the day after Christmas and getting some more perspective on a number of things, not only with the bowl games, but also in the NFL. So Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jason. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Don't you dare go anywhere. We will be right back.